With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The House may vote today on a Trump-friendly budget blueprint. Yesterday's planned vote postponed amid skepticism on the part of Republican deficit hawks. Senate Majority Leader John Thune hoping that House Speaker Mike Johnson is successful in getting her done.
We're ready to move forward. I'm hoping that the Speaker and his team and his House colleagues can succeed today, get the budget resolution passed, and that will set us up for the next step in this process.
Inflation increased at a somewhat slower clip last month, up 2.4% from a year ago. Egg prices hit a record high last month as the largest American egg supplier is investigated.
Cal-Maine received notice last month and says it's cooperating as the DOJ looks into egg pricing. The Mississippi-based company comes under scrutiny as it provides some 20% of the nation's egg supply. Egg prices have hit record highs in recent months, up to an average of $5.90 in U.S. cities in February, up more than 10% from a year ago, largely due to the bird flu epidemic that's forced farmers to slaughter more than 166 million birds, mostly egg-laying chickens. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate confirms former Arkansas governor, Baptist minister, and political commentator Mike Huckabee as America's new ambassador to Israel.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 46. The nomination is confirmed.
The party line vote installs an evangelical Christian and strong supporter of Israel as ambassador just 2 days after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the White House. Huckabee has expressed support for Israel's right to annex the West Bank and opposition to a two-state solution.
That's correspondent Jennifer King on Wall Street. Stocks in the red. The Dow is down close to 700 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 445 points. This is SRN News. A South Carolina church is honored.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Democratic-led states and cities are pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Those programs, which promote the LGBT agenda, among other things, are a prime target of the administration. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with the DEI rollback, as have authorities in California and Vermont, the mayor of Chicago promising to sue over any funding cuts. This is SRN News. Three Americans repatriated to the United States from Congo stand accused of staging an elaborate coup attempt.
It was aimed at overthrowing the African nation's government. A fourth man, alleged to be a bomb-making expert, has also been charged. That complaint arises from allegations resulting in three of those defendants being detained in Congo and receiving death sentences that were later commuted to life in prison. The Justice Department accuses the men of providing training and weapons to a rebel army that was formed to overthrow the government. Jason Walker reporting.
The Treasury Department issuing new sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program. This comes just days before senior officials are to hold talks in Oman. Five entities, as well as one individual based in Iran, are cited in the new sanctions for their support of the Iranian nuclear program. More details at SRNNews.com.